the Merchaber outlines for us in Simen Kuf Sadi Beis If Dalid that the consequences of not counting Shivin Akiyim by Tavuli Nasei are equivalent to the consequences of a Chuppas Nida. In both situations, there is a unique Isur Yichud between Chasin and Kala until either the requisite Shivin Akiyim for Tavuli Nasei are fulfilled or the woman undergoes the Tara process after she had become a Nida. What is the nature of that more intense Isur Yichud? That's a Machlokas Rishonim, working off the famous line of the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Dalet of Hu Yashen Bein HaNashim, Fihi Yashena Bein HaNashim. The question is, how literal is that line to be taken? So the Ravid writes in his Baalei Nefesh, Shar HaPrisha, Os Kaf Aleph and Kaf Beis, in the edition that has Osios, beginning of Shar HaPrisha, Os Kaf Aleph, Kaf Beis, the Ravid writes as follows. The Gemara says, Hu Yashin Bein HaNashim, Isha Yashin Bein HaNashim, Midika Amar Bein HaNashim, Bein HaNashim, Mashma Shetzarech Lios Bebayis HaNashim V'Nashim, Silasiya Chasim Rakala. So the Rabbi takes the Gemara's expression literally, Hu Yashin Bein HaNashim, He Yashin Bein HaNashim, HaNashim is plural, Nashim plural, Mir HaNashim Shnayim, Umi HaNashim Shnayim. So plural means at least two, which means that there have to be a minimum of two other men present, and a minimum of two other women present. V'hu yashin litzad echad im hanashim, v'hi yashin litzad acher im hanashim. So he sleeps on one side together with at least two other men. She sleeps on the other side with at least two other women. Nimsa hayichad azachamer yoser miyichad shel eishes ish. Shehim is yachedes im shnei anashim kasherim. So this yichud is more chamor than the classic Isur Yichud. Classic Isur Yichud could be obviated by the presence of two Anashim Kesherim. Here, two Anashim Kesherim is insufficient. You need two men in addition to the husband, plus two women. Zu Einem Yisrachedes in Bayil Ashi Yusham Anashim V'Nashim. V'atam, V'nesh Ishto, She Ishto, V'hikala V'yetzim Mekadr Galat. Why is this more chamor? Because he's in a situation with a potentially more intense Yetzer Hara than your standard person, because they just got married and they haven't yet had Bias Mitzvah. So the rabbi understands there's a requirement of two other men in addition to the husband, two other women in addition to the wife. Yeah.
What would that help if we assume normally more than two women?
Well, here you have multiple women plus multiple men.
I'm saying, but if we see that adding more women doesn't really add anything.
Right.
So then all
well, here it's adding more women in addition to the more men. So the more women, it's still a relative chumer to just having more men. You're right. And we'll see in some of the other versions of the Ravid, it's not presented exactly this way either. Okay. So that is the chumra of the Ravid we'll see relative to other Rishonim. The chumra of the Ravid relative to other Rishonim is he takes the Gemara literally, and you require a minimum of two other men and a minimum of two other women. The Ravid also has a kula, which is that this heightened Isur Yichud only applies balayla and not bayom. In the daytime, the regular Isur, the regular parameters of the Isur Yichud govern this chasan v'kala. So whatever heterim exists in general for yichud, whatever would obviate a yichud situation in general, in any normal situation, would help here as well. According to the Ravid, there's no isur. According to the Ravid, there's no isur yichud bayom. Period. According to the Ravid, the isur yichud here only applies balayla, doesn't apply bayom. But when it applies balayla, then it applies on a heightened level with a minimum of two anashim, the two nashim required. That's the Shita Saravid in Shar HaPrisha. Parenthetically, the Raiva then quotes the Yesh Omrim that for a regular situation of Yicha Balayla, you also should be Machmir to have three men, although there's no requirement for extra women. That's not our Inyan. The Raiva goes on to say this, quotes the Yesh Omrim, that this is relevant to a standard Yichud situation also. So where do the Raiva get this relative Kula that the more intense Yisra Yichud only applies by Laila, not by Yom? So the Bach writes in Sifkat and Ches, that is from the Lashon Gemara, Hu Yashin Bein HaNashim, Hi Yashena Bein HaNashim. Sounds like the Yisra is Dafka by Laila. By Yom, there's no Yisra Yichud at all. By Laila, there's an Yisra Yichud. Now, if you look in other versions of the Ravid is not presented the same way. So let's hold off on that for a moment. We'll come back to that. We'll come back to that shortly. So that's the position of the Ravid. The Baal Amor, in his Hasagas on the Ravid here on the Bali Nefesh, the Hasagas of Zerachia Levi, takes issue with the Ravid's Kula and says, V'chiyetzer hara sholei balayla, is the Yetzer hara only relevant at night? The Yetzer hara is relevant in the daytime also. So mehechatesi to mechalik between the Yetzer Yichud b'yom and the Yetzer Yichud balayla. The Rush asks that on the Ravid as well. The Rush in Moed Katan, Paragimel Simen Lamed Vav, the Rosh in Moed Katan, Paragimel Simen Lamed Vav, but this has the Avelis context as well. So number one, he takes issue with the Ravid's Kula, that the Yisra Yichud doesn't apply by Yom, and he also takes issue with the Ravid's Kumra to require both Anashim Shnayim and Anashim Shnayim. The Rosh writes, again, Moed Katan, Paragimel Simen Lamed Vav, Me'od Hiflig Achachem Lahachmir Balayla Lahatzruch Shtei Shmira. So the Ravid was super Machmir to require this double level of Shmira at night, to require Anashim v'Nashim, v'hiflig l'hakel b'yom, and he's extremely makel in the daytime as well. Says the Rush, ipcha mistabra. If you were to make such a distinction, I make the distinction in the other direction. Because the Yesohar is more misgaber, l'maris ha'ayin, he writes. So maybe there's more of the Yesohar b'yom, when you can see things more clearly. The bottom line, the Rosh Pesach is, the Isser Yichud applies Bein Bayom, Bein Balayla, but the Isser Yichud could be obviated with the presence of a single man and a single woman in addition to the Chasam Akala, no need for Anashim V'Nashim. What does it say, Shulchan Aruch? The Mechaber writes, "Aver v'kinsa toks man zev v'chein chasin shapir sakalasa nida kodesh shabal leha lo yisiachid ima elhu yashin bein hanashim he yishenim bein hanashim." So Mechaber just quotes Lashon ha Gemara, "Hu yashin bein hanashim he yishena bein hanashim," without explaining the parameters. Here says the Rambam. Says the Rambam, "Yesh omrim." So if it's a chuppas nida situation, if it's not a chuppas nida situation, a situation where at the time of the chuppah she was tahora, but sometime before bias mitzvah pirsa nida acherkach, eina tzri chashima. So that we'll come back to in a few moments. That's the position of Tumas Hadeshen, that this din only applies to chuppas nida, but not to a situation where at the time of the chuppah they were Mutarim, and she's only pierced a nida later prior to be Rishonah. That will come back to. The Machmir Tavu La Bracha. Okay. Skipping a little bit. V'yesh Omrim Sha'asura Liyachid Imo Bayom Kamo Balayla. V'yesh Omrim, the Rush, that the Issur Yichud applies Bayom as well. V'ein Sarach Liyos Shtei Shmiros Raku Bein Ha'anashim O Hi Bein Hanashim. And there's no need for the double Shmira. It's sufficient to have either Hu Bein Ha'anashim or He Bein Hanashim. Vim Einam Yeshenim B'cheder Echad Einam Tzvichem Shimur Klal. V'yesh Omrim D'balay L'tzarech Shtei Shmiros U'bayo Motel L'syachir. V'yesh Omrim that at night you need a double shmirah, and the daytime there's no isur yichud at all. The haminag likach katan etzel achasan ukitana etzel hakala ve'emes yachdin bayom below katan oktana. So the Rama writes, the minag is that we're machmir to assume there's an isur yichud even bayom, but balayla we take a katan etzel achasan ukitana etzel hakala. So the Rama here does require a double shmira balayla. Katan etzel achasan ukitana etzel hakala.
By the day requires the
same. There's no difference between day and night. V'minag lika katan eitzel achasan etan eitzel kalav ein mes yachni mayom b'lo katan o ketan. I'm sorry? Correct, right. I'm sorry, correct. So, bayom, you would need a katan or katana, correct? And balayla, you would need a katan uketana. So, what shita is the Rama reflecting? That it would seem that he's adopting chumras both of the Rashi and the Ravid. But the Rav we saw in the Bali Nefesh requires anashim plural, the nashim plural at night. And the Rama is quoting a minna to just take katan ukitana at night. So that seems to be the low command. That doesn't sound like the Rav we saw, and it's not the Rush. So if you look on the side of the Shulchan Aruch and the Knesset HaGedolah, he has the following comment. Nichta v'tzido, Amr ha-ma'asef, Nira de'o hi yishena bein ha-nashim kamar, L'fim ha-shakas v'tor b'hilchas ha-velas, Avav isi l'harash, She'evi divi arayvid, Perek ve'ilu megalchin, V'chalak alav, Perek hamad ha-ksubis v'lo chalak alav, V'nira disfir le'di yesh l'chali bin ha-velas in Nisuin. Okay. Kvar isi l'arab al-machaber sefer ber sheva, Nisra'im alaminach shenogim lika katan is lachasan uktana is a kala. Shakafide ve'arrived zal. Sarashitiye shena ben hanashim, vuhu ben hanashim, plural. Ulifidive goes maimenius b'shem ravan. Sarach arba shomim. Shnaim et slo. Vishnaim et slo. So the Be'er Sheva notes this minig of the Ramah to have a katan uktana, one person is lachasan, one person is a kala. And he was upset because that's against the Ravid as we saw it, who requires two Anashim in addition to the Chasan and two Nashim in addition to the Kala. And according to the Rush, all you need is one. You would only need one person, either Eitzel Chasan or Eitzel Kala. According to the Ravid, you need four. So where does this minhag of the Ramah come from to require two? The Badi Ashulchan discusses this. Badi Ashulchan notes that there is a different version of the Mordechai, of the Ravid, which is quoted in the Mordechai in Shavuos. Mordechai in Shavuos is Tafshin Mem Aleph. And it's quoted in the Darkei Moshe in Ar Simin as well. Tavshin Mem Aleph from the Mordechai. We said the Badi Shulchan. I don't have it in front of me. So the Mordechai is quoted here in the Darkei Moshe Sifkat and Dalid. The way the Mordechai presents a Ravid is that it's sufficient to have a single man together with the Chasan. You don't need two. The Ravid was explicit in the Balei Nefesh to require two. Mi'ir Anashim Shnayim, Mi'ir Anashim Shnayim. The Mordechai, quotes the Ravid, is requiring one. And the Mordechai sounds like it's sufficient to have one Eitzel HaChasan, even if there's no one Eitzel HaKala. So that might be, even if the Ramah's Minog is reflecting a Chumra of the Ravid, it may only be a modified Ravid, not the Ravid that we have in the Balei Nefesh. So where did this come to have dafka ketanim? The Shach writes over here in Sivkat and Yudalev, Aminig li kachatan, ayin le'el, sorry, ayin le'kaman, in Hilchas Avelus, kasati b'shem abach, tzarech lomar sheyodim, tzarech liyos sheyodim tam biya, v'she'ein mosim asim l'biya, so it has to be a katan of an age, who's yodea tam biya, v'ein mosim asim l'biya. So that would be somewhere, around 7 and up.
Is that what the post-cream would be
done? Yeah, that's usually assumed to be around the age of 6 or 7 and up. If you look in the Taras HaShlomim here, Taras HaShlomim writes Sivkat and Ches, Kas V'Shach, what he just quotes, V'Isi B'Bach Sham, Shalom Adavizom Yimah She'Isu Ke'at, came to Ebene Ezer, Simon Kabez, and Ilchas Yichud. Ava Be'emes, Ein Rai, Misham Klal. Didafka, Lisyachin, and Misha Cheres Aser, Elim Kain, Biktana, She'ena, Moseres, Atzma, Labia. Did Moseres, Atzma, Labia, Aser, Mitam, De Aser, Lishacha, Lisyachin, and Shtei Nashim. Ma She'en Kain, Kan, Efcher, De Apa, Moseres, Atzma, Labia, Mutter, De Lachashina, She'ishka, Vetzla, Kain, and She'ishna, and Hanuk Nesses, Lachopimo. The Ishtam is Shemeres. The Shas HaShem fleshes out what the Shach is really saying. He argues, but implicit in his presentation is where the Shach is coming from. The Shach is saying, if it's Yodei Tam Biyah V'she'ein Mosin Atzim L'Biyah, it means that it's a specific window, a specific age window. So old enough to be Toim Tam Biyah, not old enough to be Moser Atzim L'Biyah. If it was old enough to be Moser Atzim L'Biyah, so then you have to be concerned that you still have an Isur Yichud. So what's the problem? You have one man here with two women, his wife and another Tana. So if the other woman is of the age of Moseret Atzma Labia, so then you still have an Isur Yichud. You haven't solved your problem. You have your generic Isur Yichud of one man and two women, which is problematic. So the Shach seems to be saying that it's dafka of a very specific window of Yodei Tambi of Ein Moseret Atzma Labia, where that person, that cousin, could serve as a shomer to obviate this yichud situation. And Taras HaShlomim is saying, no, this isn't a standard yichud situation where you look at the total number of people present, and if you have the wife and a ketana, that's insufficient because you only have two women and one man. Here, the chasan and kala are married. So you have the standard kula of ishto mishamarto. So if you have that standard kula of ishto mishamarto by regular yichud, so then, as long as you have another woman here, then you solve the heightened problem of the Isur Yichud for Chasam HaKala. That's what the Taras HaShlomim is saying. the dafka lisiak and amisha chayres aser elam came b'tana shenim aseres afim libia. But mashen kein kan efshir the afim aseres afim libia mutter the lo chashina sheyishka betzla. We're not worried that he's going to violate anything with this katana. So that's ishto imo. So that's a standard kula. Anytime your wife is with you, we're not worried about an iser yichud with another woman. So what emerges, according to the shach, that it's dafka this small window of yodei tabia emosir asalbia, that the minah to take a katana katana is dafka, because if it was a gedola, then you'd run into a yichud problem anyway. According to Taras HaShlamim, you wouldn't have a yichud problem with a gedola, and then presumably the reason that you take a katan katana is because that's more tsanua, it's less obvious, it's less uncomfortable. But as far as the objective halachic consideration, there wouldn't be emal yusuf for a katan or katana over a gedola per se. Yeah?
Can I just repeat that?
The Torah Shalom is saying that even if you have a gedola, there's no problem of generic yichud because you have the kula of ishta mishamarta. You have a chas and kala who are married now, ish v'isha. So the regular din of yichud by ish v'isha is that you can have another woman present if your wife is with you. That's ishta mishamarta. So the shach, implicitly, the way the Torah Shalom presents the shach, is assuming that kula of ishta mishamarta only kicks in after Bi Rishona, just like there's an iser, a unique iser yichud that doesn't apply after Bi Rishona. The din of ishta mishamarta doesn't apply until after Bi Rishona. And Taras Hashem is saying, no, the din of ishta mishamarta applies from the moment they get married, even if there's still an iser yichud because of chuppas nida.
So according to the shach, you'd have to have the extra person.
According to the shach, it has to be dafka ketana, because if it would be older than the age of Moseres Atma Labia, then you'd have the generic Isur Yichud anyway. Okay, so again, the Rama records the minhag of taking katan etzel ha-chasa nuktana etzel ha-kala balayla. Rabbi Willig reports in the name of the Rav, that I don't think he heard from the Rav directly, but he heard me Pia Shmuel in the name of the Rav, that the Rav was Mekel, like the Ravitz Kula, that there's no Isur Yichud Bayom at all.
Here or
in? No, by Chuppas Nida. No.
That would be quite
right, we don't have to keep Shabbos anymore, yeah. And no, that the like the sheet does arrive at, that there's no Isur Yichud for Chuppas Nida Bayom. Even though that's not the way the Rama presents it in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, but it could be that it's at least more of a sniff to add in whether other factors, as we'll discuss shortly. The other thing that I heard Rabbi Willig say, B'Shem Rishon Zaman, which is also not in print, is that Rishon Zaman was Mekel in the following situation, that if you have a situation of Chuppas Nida, where you have a Chassan and Kala who are staying together in their parents' house, and they're spending the week of Shavar Brachos, so they're staying at the parents' house, and the mother is, let's say the Kala's mother is aware of the fact that it was a Chuppas Nida, she's aware of the Isur Yichud. So then the Chassan and Kala could sleep in the same room with the door open, even at night, so long as the mother is aware of the Chuppas Nida situation. Along those lines, Rabbi Neuberger reports, and he wrote this in an article in the back of Rabbi Sablovsky's Sefer as well, that he had on reliable authority in the name of the Chazon Ish, that the Chazon Ish would paskin l'maisa like the Rosh, bein b'yom, bein b'layla, to rely on a single shomer even b'layla. And Rabbi Neuberger reports that he independently heard this in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman as well, which kind of corroborates what Rabbi Willig had heard in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman. And Rabbi Neuberger suggested that maybe this is based on the Ravid's version of the Mordechai, that under normal circumstances, or strictly speaking, the Ramah quoted the Minhag to be Machmir, to require a double Shmira, at least Katan Eisal Chasam, Katan Eisal Akala night. But even if you're only going to have a single Shemira, so you're still Marviach, one version of the Ravid. You're still Marviach, the Mordechai's version of the Ravid, which the Dark Yamosha quotes, that it's sufficient to have a single Shemira night. As it is, the Ramah, I'm just adding a little bit, as it is, the Ramah doesn't quote the super Ravid, or the Ravid we have Lefanenu that requires two men a night and two women a night. Even the Ramah's Minhag is in theory, you could have three different possibilities to what you require a night, either two men, two women, or one man, one woman, or one man or woman would be sufficient. So this Kabbalah, if it exists in the name of the Chazon Ish, only requires the more minimal position of a single shomer a night, but that could still be marviach, not only the Rush, but one version of the Ravid as well.
How is it not the Ravid and the Mordechai?
Because the Ravid and the Mordechai only requires one Shomer, even a night.
Oh.
As it is, the Minhag of the Ramah seems to be somewhere between the Mordechai's Ravid and the Ravid's Ravid. The Ravid's Ravid requires, or the Ravid in the Ravid, requires two men and two women. The Mordechai's Ravid sounds like it's sufficient to have one man. And the Ramah, at least the Minhag he's recording, is requiring one man and one woman. Now, it's possible the Ramah is just recording what the Minhag was, even if that Minhag doesn't fit neatly into any of the known Shitas Rishonim. So the Ramah previously is quoting the Rush, quoting the Ravid, and this is the Minhag as it develops, even if it doesn't neatly fit into the box. Rabbi Morgenstern, in his Pesachei Das, this is the last chapter in the Sefer, Volume 2, Chapter 54, he has the following observation, Ha'ara 33. He says that some people have tried to find other creative solutions to dealing with the Yichud problem at night for Chuppas Nida. He said he was aware of one situation where the Chasam Kala decided to sleep, to stay in the hotel lobby all night. And then in the morning they went back to the hotel room, and then Bayom, so you could be makel for the standard kulas of Yichud Bayom with Pesach Pasuach to Rishis Harabim, so they just left the door open. I'm not sure how advisable that is, but they stay in the lobby all night. And then he says, there's another situation where the Chasam Kala went for a walk all night, And then come Nate, the Chassid went to daven with the minyan, and the Kala went back to the hotel room to take a nap. And then when the Chassid got back from minyan, he also went to the hotel room, and then, again, you can rely on Pesach Pasuach Bayom. So I don't know if either of these suggestions are terribly advisable, but he writes that some people have done this. He does have a Kula. He says that you could be Mekel as it is. There are poskim were Mekel as far as the Heter Pesach Pasuch L'Shis Arabim, that you can even have, under normal circumstances, you could leave the door unlocked. It doesn't have to actually be open as long as it's unlocked and people, in theory, could have access. So even if you're going to be machmir on that in general, but when it comes to Chuppas Nida, which anyway has certain kulas, even though there are chumras as well, but the things that you can comfortably be makel to have the door unlocked, even if it's not open or ajar, in the Chuppas Nida situation by Yom. Yeah.
So, is this Isser and Daraisa?
So we'll talk about that in a few moments. Okay, let's just go back to the Trumas Hadeshen that the Ramah had quoted here in the beginning. Trumas Hadeshen is in Simon Reish Nun Gimel. He was asked, the situation was that there was a Chuppah V'Kiddushin, a wedding, and at the time of the wedding, the woman was Tahara L'Baila, and for whatever reason, they didn't have B'as Mitzvah for a few nights, and then she was Pirsanida. So that whatever reason, if you look in the Shach over here in Sifkat Din Yud Aleph, the Shach records a minhag that no one endorsed, but apparently there was a minhag in some places, to lechachila, not a B'as Mitzvah for a couple days after the wedding. So the Shach calls that a minhag shel shtus, and a minhag shel shtus that has kama isurim that are connected to it. But be that as it may, it could be that the Trumas Hadeshen was talking about such a situation where for whatever reason, or maybe it was consciously, they didn't attempt B'as Mitzvah for a few days, and by the time they got around to it, she was already Pirsa Nida. So do all the chumras of Chuppas Nida apply in that situation as well? Or do we say that it's only where she wasn't Ru'uya Libya at all that the chumra of Chuppas Nida applies? But if she was Ru'uya Libya, and for whatever reason the husband wasn't Boel, so then we're not so worried about his Yetzer, because he had the opportunity to have Bia already anyway, and he didn't. So the Trumas Hadeshen quotes the following Svara Lakula. So he quotes Chame Rabusa, who was Matir. In the situation in which they could have had Bia Smith, they just didn't. So then we're not as concerned about the Yetzer Hara, not talk of Yetzer to the same extent, and the Chumas or Chumas Nida don't apply. Then he says maybe you have the following Raya from the din of Shor HaMuad. What's the din of Shor HaMuad? That Ra'a Shvarim Gimel Pamim Velo Nagach. So you have a Shor HaMuad, and then you have three different situations in which he had the opportunity to be Nogeach, and he wasn't Nogeach. So even though we had already established that this Shor HaMuad is Takav Yitzray, he has a Nitiya towards goring, but once he has three situations where the opportunity to gore and he doesn't gore, so then he's closer L'Tamuso. See here too, even though in general we assume that a Chasen is Yitzro Tokvo, but here he had the opportunity to have B'as Mitzvah and he didn't, then there's what to be makel about. The Trumas Hadeshen concludes a machmer tov la bracha, which is what the Ramah says as well. But on an ikar din level, the Trumas Hadeshen entertains that maybe this situation is better than the standard chuppas nida, where at the time of the chasana they could have had B'as Mitzvah and they chose not to. So maybe the chumras of chuppas nida don't apply. That's the Trumas Hadeshen quoted from the Ramah. The Taz takes issue with the Trumas Hadeshen's Raya. The Taz in Sifkat and Zayin, he says, "Anias daiti ena nida dama l'raya." Don't prove anything from Shor HaMuad. Demasha hevi raya mishor muad ena raya. The kaima lanso perkam the bavakama daf tesvav stam shvar milcheskas shimur kaimi. So the default stam shvar milcheskas shimur kaimi. This Shor who was a muad was mishuna. But once he is a nogeach a few times, so he just reverts back to the standard cheskas shimur kaimi. But here, it's the opposite. Here, stam adam yitzro tokvo. And he can't withstand the temptation. So that's different than stam shvar cheskas shimur kaimi, and you can't prove anything about a chasan from a shor hamua. That's the Taz's issue with the Raya of the Trumas Hadeshen. And the Shach takes issue with the Taz. The Shach writes in the Kudas HaKasef here that the Taz's Hasaga was wrong, because by people also we say Stamini Adam Cheskas Kisheros. So it's a perfect analogy. Stam Shvarim are Cheskas Shimur Kaimi, Stam Anashim are Kisheros, and a person shouldn't be offended by the comparison to a Shor Nagach. Okay. We had discussed in the sugi of Dan Bisulim, what the status is of Ha'ara without a full Bia. As far as whether that invokes, or that causes us to have the automatic chumrah of dam besulim. So the corollary to that is, what about hara in the context of chubas nida? You have a chasim akala who get married when she is tahora. They attempt bia rishona. They only succeed in hara without gemar bia, and then she's pure sanida before they have gemar bia. So is that going to invoke? Is that going to trigger the chumras of chubas nida? So there is a comment to the Marshal, the Yam Shlomo in Ksuba Simin Vav, the Sugi there in Daf Dalet, the Yam Shlomo in Ksuba Simin Vav, who points out, he says, the Lashon of Gemara over there is Loshanu Ela Shelo Baal Bilas Mitzvah. So Loshanu Ela Shelo Baal Bilas Mitzvah sounds like you have to have a real full Bias Mitzvah, and Ha'ara would be insufficient, so that if there is only Ha'ara, no Gemar Bia, then she's Piras Anida, the Chumras of Chupas Nida would apply. Rav Avadia points out, Taras Abayis page Tav Sadi Beis, that the Marshal seems to have had a different Giras in the Gemara, because our Giras in the Gemara there says, Shalom Baal, doesn't say Baal Bilas Mitzvah. So if it just says lo baal, so that could in theory include hara as well, and the diuk of the marshal falls away.
What page is this?
This is page Taf Tzadi Beis, volume 1, 492. The Shturbach just points out, Shuas van Hagos, Chelik Aleph, Simen Taf Kuf, Chelik Aleph, Simen Taf Kuf, even if you're going to be machmir like the Marshal to say that the chumras of chuppas need to apply if you only succeeded in ha'ara without gemar bia, but that should only apply the first time around. Meaning, let's say there's ha'ara, then she's pure sanida, and then after she goes through the tahara process, they try again, and again they only succeed in ha'ara without gemar bia, and then she's pure sanida a second time. So everyone should agree that to be machmir the second time around would be unnecessary, because then it's really not yitzur tokva anymore in any real way. Yeah, that in a situation where you have an attempt at bias mitzvah, you only succeed in hara, and then she's pure sanita, and then after she's Torah again, same problem happens. There's hara, and then at the end of that cycle, before they succeeded in having a full bias mitzvah, again she's pure sanida. So in that case, Rav Shmuel argues, everyone should agree that we're not going to be machmir around the chumras of chuppas yichud, because there it's not yitzur tokva anymore after multiple attempts. Okay, so how do we assume in this question of hara? Dvar halacha is the authoritative sefer on Hilchos Yichud from the Talmud of the Chazon Ish. The Dvar Halach in Siman Beis, Seif Tezvav, is Mekel on Hara, that once there's Hara, even without Gemar Bia, there's no more Isser Yichud of Chuppas Nida. He points out that especially should be true according to the approach of the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish and Siman Sadi Aleph Os Gimel assumes lahalacha that the iser of yichud for chuppas nida is only an iser derabbanan. If it's only an iser derabbanan, so there are more grounds to be makel. That itself is presumably machlokes rishonim, which Oren had asked about, but he left. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Perakuf Beis Isurei Bia, the Rambam outlines the Isur Yichud in general. The Rambam begins Perakuf Beis of Isurei Bia, Asur L'Siachid Im Erva Min Ha'arayos Bein Zakena Bein Yalda Shadavir Zagarim L'Galos Erva Chut Mi Eimim V'Nav Avim Bita V'Bal Ishto Nida V'Chasen Shapir Se Ishto Nida Kodim Sheyivol Asur L'Siachid Ima Elihi Yashena Bein Hanashim Hu Yashin Bein Hanashim. And then Isur Yichud Arayos Mipia Kabbalah. So the Rambam groups the din of Kupas Nida and the Isur Yichud there together with the generic Isur Yichud. It's a subcategory of Yichud in general, which Rambam says Divrei Kabbalah is Mipia Kabbalah. Mipia Kabbalah is presumably for the Rambam a din d'araisa. There's Yichud in general is a din d'araisa. Tosas in Sota Davzayinam Aleph Divrei Maskal Nida assumes that this is only a din d'rabbana. Tosas Sota Zayinam Aleph Divrei Maskal Nida. So that's what the Chazon Ish writes La'alacha, that we seem to assume it's only a din d'rabbanan. What are his rayas? Number one, the fact that the ravid is megel bayom. If this is a regular issa yichud min haTorah, so what gives you the right to be megel that yichud bayom? So the fact that the ravid is megel in yichud bayom would indicate that this issa yichud is only a din d'rabbanan. And the fact that you have this innovative kula, the Trumas Hadeshen, that maybe it doesn't apply in a situation where there was the opportunity to have bias mitzvah and the chassan just didn't, where it's not as much yisur tokfo. So also, that would seem to reflect a position that the issue is only the rabbanon, not the araisa. So that's what the Tzitz Eliezer paskins also on this basis, the fact that it seems to be in the rabbanon, that you can be makel on the hara issue. Tzitz Eliezer is in Chelet Vav Simen Mem Parakafe. Chelek Vav Simen Mem Parakafe, quoted in the Yotzer Poskim as well, there in Hilchas Yichud. Rabbi Morgenstern quotes that Rav Yashiv was machmer lechatchila on hara, but would be makel where there is a tzorach, where there are other mitigating factors. Badei Yasholchan in the Beurim on page Reish Lamaches. Beurim page Reish Lamaches leaves this as a tzarech iyun ledina. Rabbi Karp writes in his sefer that the minhag is to be meiko. Rabbi Forth writes you should ask your rabbi, which he writes about most things in the sefer. Rabbi Karp says that the minhag is to be meiko. Rabbi Willig is meiko on the shayla. Rabbi Neuberger is Mekel as well, which he has in print in his Ha'aros on Rabbi Sobolovsky's Sefer. Okay, I was going to talk a little bit about Chuppah Shein Ruya Labia, but we're somewhat short on time. So that's the Sugyan Ksubas and Daf Nun Vav Amin Aleph. The Gemara has any Baidel Ifshita, or at least with a Teku, whether if you have a Chuppah Nid, is that Chuppah Kona? The Rambam seems to pass in Perek Yud Ishes Halacha Beis that is not Kona. And the Rush, there in Ksubas and other Rishonim, argue. So in Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber just writes, Simen Samach Aleph Seif Beis, Kasher Adavar Shelo Tinase Yachet Titar. It's preferable that if you have a woman who's a Nida, you should postpone the Chuppah until she's Tahora. Based on the Shittas Rambam, the Chuppah's Nida is not Kona. And the Ramah says, V'akshav Aminuk Shelo V'daktik V'imamtin. And our practice is not to think twice about this, and if there's a Chuppah's Nida, we don't postpone the wedding. Mikol Makom. Tovlo di alachasin tchila shehi nida. So it's a good idea to tell the chasin ahead of time. Usually it's a good idea to tell the mitzvah kedushin ahead of time too. but you don't have to tell anyone else. So what do you do at a chuppah nida? So the two major issues to navigate are, number one, the yichud, and number two, the mesiras hatabas. So as far as the yichud goes, so if it's bayom, or not during the time that people are generally sleeping, so you know, the chumras of yichud balayla may only apply at the time that people are sleeping, not if shkia is 4:30 and 4:30 a night, doesn't necessarily mean that those chumras of yichud b'layla apply from 4:30 or from 5:15. It's the time that people go to sleep. So if the chuppah is not taking place when people are sleeping, then it would be sufficient to have a single shomer in the yichud room. So what's most typically done is having a katan or a katana discreetly in the yichud room when the chasam and kala come in, so no one else needs to know about it. And it's done, it's nias. What about the Mesiras HaTabas? So the Maril writes, Minhage Maril, Nisuin Osei. Minhage Maril, Nisuin Osei. Vim Eina Tahora Eino Nogeaba, Achiniach Lipo Me'atma Lechba. So the Maril's recommendation was, instead of placing the ring on her finger, to drop it into her hands. Otzer Poskim quotes over here in Evan Ezer Simon Samach Aleph Siv Katan Tes Vav O Zion. Otzer Poskim, Evan Ezer Simon Samach Aleph Siv Katan Tes Vav O Zion, from the Sefer Zera Yitzchak, that Evan should agree that to the Maril's approach, that you could definitely throw it into her hands, because anyway, throwing. Even to Ishtanida is only a chumrah from Beis Midrash HaSharashi, and we don't find that in the Gemara. So throwing or maybe dropping would not be an ikaridin violation of the most severe harkakos. The Or Zeruah is even more makel, and our common practice, I think, is reflected of the Or Zeruah. Or Zeruah Simon Shimem Aleph writes that in a chumras nida situation, the chassid can place the ring on the kala's finger directly. Why? Because at the time, they're not yet married, there was no kiddushin yet, and the harchakos only apply between husband and wife. The kevin that dying lo niskach of einu mitaris lavo leha leslan ba im yiga biyada. So the harchakos we're not concerned about, and just putting on her finger is not such a big deal. Some say it's not derechiba. And therefore, the Or Zeruah says you could proceed normally, putting the tabas on her hand in the normal fashion. Darkei Tshuva quotes this as being the common practice as well. Simon Kuf Tzadi Hei Sifkatin Yud Gimel, Kuf Tzadi Hei Sifkatin Yud Gimel, that he says the common practice was just the Talachasin to try as much as possible not to touch her finger directly when putting the ring on her finger, just to put it on carefully, but to put it on in the normal fashion. Rabbi Morgenstern quotes that from Avi Yashiv, the same thing, that the common practice is like the Or Zeruah, to not have any change in the fashion of Mesiras HaTabas. If you take a look at Kovetz Tshuvos, Chelek Gimel, Simen Kuf Tzadi Aleph. So that, I think, is the most common practice, to have the Mesiras Tabas done in the normal fashion. Yeah. So the ksuba, anyway, you don't have to give it to directly. Okay. That's another chumrah. Fine. Okay, we'll stop here. So bottom line, if we do something next Tuesday, let's say 12:15, if you come a few minutes late, can everyone else, does that work for everyone else?